This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the largest convention in the U.S. dedicated to Japanese animation, or anime, and thoughts on the ultimate summer footwear, flip-flops. But first, Amnesty International's most recent human rights report condemns Pakistan for widespread violence against women. The report cites the execution of women through stoning and honor killings. Amnesty's report contrasts sharply with the tolerant and moderate image of Pakistan that President Pervez Musharraf likes to present. Miranda Kennedy reports from Islamabad.
Musharraf caught the attention of human rights activists a couple weeks ago when he called for a re-examination of Pakistan's controversial Hudood ordinances. The Hudood ordinances are based on Islamic law and prescribe severe punishments for moral crimes like theft, rape, fornication, and adultery. Women's rights campaigners have been calling for their repeal for over 20 years, led by Hina Jilani, General Secretary of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan.
This is a very political law. It's not just the legal flaws that the law contains. This law has a very warped political ideology behind it. Those who had made this law were people who were not motivated by the aspect of justice. They were very fundamentalist, extremist people, motivated by very strange notions of morality and the control of the society through inducting that notion of morality.
The Hudood ordinances were brought in by military dictator Zia-ul-Haq in 1979 during his drive to Islamize Pakistan. The ordinances place women in a lose-lose situation. If she accuses a man of rape, she must present 4 upstanding Muslim male witnesses to the crime, an almost impossible requirement. If she doesn't, she's likely to be accused of adultery herself. That's what happened to Zafran Bibi, who lives in a mud brick house in a slum outside Islamabad. She accused her brother-in-law of rape. He was set free without charges, and she was sentenced to be stoned to death. After international outcry, Zafran was acquitted by a high court 2 years ago, but her life is still in shambles.
My husband's parents made me leave their house when this nightmare started. They never believed me, even though my husband stood by me. Now I live in these terrible conditions because I cannot return to my village. My parents say I have insulted the family and I cannot live with them or see them.
Many women who have been raped face an even worse fate than Zafran's, honor killing, a persistent practice in Pakistan. Though the rape victim is blameless, she still might be killed by her family to preserve its honor. Aisha Khan works with the Women's Counseling Service, Rosin.
If a girl in a family is raped, it is seen as a big blow to the family and it is felt that it is a thing of shame, even if everybody knows that it was rape.
Family or tribal honor is the most common reason behind crimes against women in Pakistan. Aisha Khan says the Hudood ordinances are often used to settle scores within the family because it is so easy to get a woman convicted of adultery, even if she was raped.
The laws are such that it's very difficult to prove it, and many of the times they end up being accused themselves that it was sex by consent.
Hundreds of women are sentenced to be whipped or stoned each year for adultery or fornication under the Hudood ordinances. Although these punishments are never carried out, human rights organizations estimate that half of the women in Pakistan's jails have been charged under the Hudood. That angers Hina Jilani, especially when she recalls that Musharraf promised to implement a separate law against honor killings 4 years ago. He still hasn't.
When he came into power, very soon after that, he made very tall claims. Not a single step has so far come in. Honor killings have increased. The problem with the law is that under the new Islamized version of the Pakistan Penal Code, the crime of murder is now compoundable, which means that you can compromise with the killer. One person kills, the rest of the family forgives him. So if the brother kills his sister, the father will forgive him. There is total impunity in the law for honor killings today. And what was preventing this man from changing this law?
What is probably preventing Musharraf is Pakistan's powerful lobby of mullahs. According to them, the Hudood ordinances were written by God, and justice should be rendered by God, the family, and the tribal council. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Islamabad.